Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about a recent listing that Marcia had.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Marcia, let's talk about your recent transaction. You had a listing and had multiple offers. Let's talk that through.
Actually, it's fascinating because nationally, the average number of offers a property gets that's for sale currently is 3.7.
Wow.
So multiple offers is ordinary and usual and typical in transactions across the entire country. I found that fascinating.
So when you put a property on the market, how long do you typically wait before you respond to an offer? Do you leave it open for like 3 or 4 days before you decide? How do you do that?
I feel like I torture buyers. This is harsh, harsh market for buyers. But to do the right thing for my seller, as a seller's advocate, I've got to make sure that everyone that should know about the property does know about it. So it takes a little time to process that. Now, fortunately, we've got the internet to speed it up. It's not torturous like we need to leave it on the market for 30 days. But 7 days is not a stretch. You should expect to see when a property is on the market right now, it could be up to 7 days. Those are my rules. You could have a buyer, seller who says, just give me any offer. I'll take the first one in the door, but it's not likely.
Okay, that's good information. So when you start the process, you advise to your seller, if they're needing to move up, first you want to find their replacement, where they want to go, the house they want to move into.
Map that carefully, map their finances to that, map the likelihood of success, if they're going to need interim housing, or if they're going to need an extended possession on their current home to get into and land the other opportunity. That all needs to be mapped before you have the confidence to take the best opportunity for you as a seller.
Okay, and the offer, the listing that you have right now, you receive multiple offers. So walk the listeners through how, kind of what filters you put those offers through.
Okay. So first, when you put it on the market, you put it on the market at a price that's proven, not necessarily the optimum price. So what's likely an appraiser's number if they were to pull it right now? That doesn't mean that it will land at that number, but it's a good number for planning when you're looking at where you're going to go next. With that number in hand, then you price it that way and you know that you're going to get a lot of activity. Then the first 48 hours, we're going to have a really good read on whether there'll be multiple offers. If every other person that shows it wants to write an offer, you've got the right price. If no one wants to show it after the first 48 hours, or if they show it and they don't want to put an offer in, you've got to adjust quickly to mark to the market also.
Oh, that's interesting. How long do you typically wait? About 48 hours?
48 hours before I have a good read on what the numbers are going to be. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk more on this fascinating topic next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.